Gwen doesn't like deceiving Arthur and don't think they should try to be together in any way to affront him. She doesn't want to force his hand, and she's very insightful. She sees the possible bad results for civilization. Arthur has inadvertently come in, leaves, comes back, and he's there to tell her. He came evidently to tell Guinevere about this old business, what was being asked before. And since Lancelot's there, he'll tell them both. And this is some important stuff in explaining exactly why Mordred feels even more so the way he does than we might have thought. So we now really get the whole story, some of this which we knew, that him being born too early, him being spirited away and then coming back. And of course, Lancelot says on the top of 47, and lived happily ever after, and that was the end of that. Well, he's not going to live happily ever after, and that's not the end of that. In other words, that, like they say, only happens in fairy tales. He explains his innocence, that he fell in love with his half-sister, who he didn't know was his half-sister, and again, in the movie Excalibur,